This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. You know, our family is where we learned our first lessons about money. And each of us has certainly had a different education. It's Family Money 101. This week, an open mic for a stand-up comedian.
My name is Debbie Kamau Bell. I'm a stand-up comedian. When you start doing stand-up comedy, it's really quite impossible to make a living from it. First of all, most shows you do when you start, you're not getting paid anything. You have to get into it for the love, and then you have to continue to love it because there will be peaks and valleys. Sometimes you have to take sort of other jobs and other opportunities that you don't necessarily want just to keep piecing it together. I grew up mostly with my mom. My parents were separated, living with my mom, and I'd go visit my dad's in the summer in Alabama. The thing my parents have in common is that they're both, and I use this word in a very positive way, they're both hustlers. They will both figure out what they need to do to make the money they need, and also to make the money they need and the money that they want to have a good time. And I think they passed that down on to me. When I was a kid, my mom worked at textbook companies, had a pension. I think the big thing that I learned from my mom is don't be too big-headed to take a job. Even if you're doing something that's DIY, sometimes you have to take sort of other jobs and other opportunities that you don't necessarily want just to keep piecing it together. And at some point, she decided that she was doing all this work for somebody else, and she's like, if I'm going to work this hard, I want to work for myself and create something I want to create. And we moved to Chicago, and she started self-publishing her own books of famous African-American quotations called Famous Black Quotations. She, at that point, worked all those hours, but on her own project. And so from her, I learned you can't expect to, not have a regular job, and it's going to get easier. It actually gets a lot harder. When I was a kid, my dad was really just sort of professionally semi-employed, I guess is how I would put it. He had a lot of little jobs, but no real big job. My dad was probably more like I am now, where he was sort of putting it together piece by piece. But then at some point, he clearly decided that he needed to make money. And at 40 years old, he went to the bank and became a teller. And he worked his way up to bank manager, and then he met a guy and started selling insurance. And so clearly at some point decided that one of the measures in life was how much you can sort of acquire. And then I think now he's at the point of how much you can leave behind for the next generation, making sure that you're saving enough money and that you have all the insurances that are available to you. It didn't make sense to me when my dad talked about it, but I think also at the time I was maybe 13 and I didn't have a wife and a child. So I think, when you get married and have a kid, suddenly that stuff starts to make more sense. She's 2.5, so we haven't really had the saving conversation yet. But the goal is to sort of building on what my parents taught me is that money is a real thing. You have to respect it and you have to have it to live in the world, but don't get so focused on it that you also don't use the money to do the things you want to do.
Yeah, she may be two, but that college will come really fast. Send us your own lessons in family finance. Tweet us at LiveMoney.